Hello, everyone out there, keeping up on Web Fiction World here at webcastbeacon.com. We are going through some changes. We're figuring out what to do for our next step of the Web Fiction World podcast. Instead of trying to continue on with the sort of how-to and look at the web fiction community, the Webcast Beacon Network has actually teamed up with a new affiliate. That is Epiguide, Epiguide's Epicast. Epiguide is a web fiction community that has been using their own podcast that basically is a little bit more about what Web Fiction World was kind of going for. We've done all we could with Web Fiction World as it is, and we've been really liking doing the web fiction readings. So Web Fiction World will continue with Web Fiction readings as we have our new affiliate, Epiguide's Epicast, which you can find on our website or directly at epiguide.com or epiguide.podbean.com for their podcast directly. And with that in mind, Web Fiction World is going to be accepting web fiction for readings. So we're finally opening up submissions. You can basically email us at webfictionworld@gmail.com. And so right now, what we typically been looking for were selected readings that were already public domain or Creative Commons with allowance to use, or works where we've specifically got permission for. Now, we're not going to be doing the serial readings as we did before. We're instead going to focus on either short standalone stories or the first one or two chapters of a web fiction story or continuing serial. This will give a little bit more variety to the show and get a little bit more out there as, you know, get more push to more people out there and their works by giving an introduction to their writing styles and their works so that people can be like, I kind of like this. I'm going to read more. So if you have your own writings that you have or the right to allow us to have permission to use, because we're looking for a license to use here. No ads are being put on the actual podcasts, like with some of the other podcasts that we have. All the web fiction reading ones are ad-free. We are looking for things that would take about 15 to 25 minutes to read, which is about 3,000 to 500 words, give or take, because you don't just read off. But that's approximately what it comes down to. And with that, so if you got something in mind, which is why there's like can be one to two chapters in there, because one might not be quite, 10 minutes is a little short, so 12 minutes is sort of like the very minimum we'd want to go if you have like a long first chapter. And we don't really want to be too much over 25 minutes, because that can get a little bit long. So go ahead. Yeah, you can email us for extra details if you have any questions or concerns. Also, we are looking for more web fiction readers for the show. You can email us about that as well. Basically, we'll need an example audio performance or reading from you, maybe 1 to 3 minutes, in order to gauge your ability to read a writing, as well as to gauge the quality of the audio of your current equipment and abilities. But if you're really good at reading it, that's something that we can work on. You can link to us with a Dropbox of your file. And so that's basically it. But mostly we are looking for people to submit their own web fiction. It has to be something that you can at least partially find free to read online. At this point, no pay-only readings available, because we want people to listen to it and be able to go to your website and read a bit for free. That's just kind of how the Webcast Beacon Network has always run, doing the so-called webcomics model since we started with webcomics. If it's good enough and you give it away for free, people will actually will buy it later, et cetera, et cetera. But at least partially free for people to get whet their appetites for what you are offering. At this time, perhaps in the future, we might do some ebook-only stuff. But for now, you need to have like a web fiction site where people can find some of your chapters for free to read or some of your works for free to read. Of course, we can't accept all submissions. Submissions will be used at our discretion for reasons I shouldn't have to say. But again, you can email us at webfictionworld@gmail.com for more information or to submit your piece of work. As well, like I said, this is just a license to use. So there's nothing shifty about, you know, you own all your rights and all this. There's just a license to use for us in the podcast. And if this has come up in the past, if you are in like doing any agreements or talks with an actual publisher about either printing the book or doing an audiobook on your own, and part of that deal that you're working on is contingent of us having to take down such work, we are totally going to work with that because, you know, what pays the bills is what's going to pay the bills. And we will totally take down your content. That's why all the readings are individualized for this precise reason. But hopefully things will just work out since it's only like the a couple of readings of like the first couple of chapters or a standalone work. Again, webfictionworld@gmail.com. Good luck, everybody, and thanks a lot.